Well, welcome back to Fair Hope Hospice Presents. We have Rick Schneider here with us, our community education coordinator for the second part of our program. Welcome back, Rick.
Good to be here, and now my stomach's growling after talking about the cookie walk on the first.
Well, Twyla had to run because she's busy. She's got elves waiting for her, so, you know.
She's got more stuff in the oven.
I know, she does. But one of the things when we were talking about it, I don't think we talked about the fact that the containers are there.
Right.
We provide those for you. They're like a clear plastic like you
get
for leftovers.
Lid.
Yeah. With a little flip lid. So we have the containers there. And, you know, some cookie walks charge by the pound, but we just charge by the container, make it easy. So,
yeah. And you do get sanitary gloves, the disposable hand gloves. So it's well run. And it really is a good bargain. You get a lot of little cookies if you want.
Yeah,
just pack
it's great.
I was going to crumble mine up. I figured putting them back together would be a little bit hard
that
to do.
Hard.
So, but yeah, it is a lot of fun. It's the same price whether it's full container or half. You know, some people only want a few, and that's fine.
So it'll be fun. So we invite you to come again. That's Saturday, December 3rd, 8 to noon, at St. John's Episcopal Church. Episcopal Church. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Did I put too many
Aluminum.
Episcopals in there? And that's right there on North Broad Street across from Shaw's here in Lancaster.
Yep.
So we invite you to come to that, get crafts and cookies and all that good stuff.
And we have a lot of regular people who come in every year, and a lot of our volunteers have been there every year. Kitty, of course, and Marcy Beal, and quite a few of them. Ellie and Callister. I shouldn't name names because there's
Paul Darfuses.
Paul and Gwen,
they're always there.
And it is just a lot of fun, and we'll have a lot of things going on that day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll be the same day, December 3rd in the afternoon, we'll be at the Hocking County Fair in Logan. Not the fair, excuse me, the parade, Christmas parade.
Yes, Christmas parade. And then we just finished the Christmas parade in Lancaster last weekend, so that was fun.
We had a good thing, and I was telling a few little kids that we just ran out of fried eggs. We're giving out candy now, and they go, ooh. I said, just kidding.
So we're busy. I mean, we go from parades to this, and now the other thing that we have planned coming up the second week of December is our Tree of Remembrance.
Yeah, that's December 7th. That will be here at the Pickering House. And it is, again, it's somewhat of a fundraiser, but we memorialize people who have been in service. And anybody can memorialize anybody who's passed.
Well, and we have three different ornaments you can choose from. So if you want to come, it's free of charge to come to the event.
Sure.
But sometimes people want to purchase an ornament that we have a name put on in honor of whoever you would like to honor.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a person's name put on that ornament. And then at the end of the ceremony, you can actually hang that ornament on our Christmas tree. Our Tree of Remembrance, and then after the holidays, you're free to pick them up, right?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because then from the years following, you can put that ornament on your tree at home as a remembrance.
Yeah, I have quite a little collection over the years, so it's nice. But it's just another way to remember, to give someone that gift that you don't know what to give them.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about that. I've talked about that before, that, you know, what do? Sometimes this is a time of year, like, I want to make it a meaningful gift, but, you know, I saw this thing where you can buy an acre of land on the moon for $29, but I mean, there's other things that are a little more closer
up
to home.
Yeah, putting up a condo there is a little more expensive.
I know,
you know.
But we do have a nice paver area in front of the Pickering House where you can purchase a paver in honor of someone that you know is still living, or someone that's passed. But that's another, you know, gift idea.
And that's one of the beauties of this whole conversation, about one of the things that Fair Hope does that people don't realize. We are there for not only the end of life for the patient, but also the beginning of a new life, if you will, for the surviving family.
Yes.
We help them memorialize, and we stay in contact with the family actively for about 13 months after the passing.
Right.
And then we're always available should people want to call and talk.
Right.
And through these Tree of Remembrance, the cookie walk, little things we do to remember other people, we're still here. We have a walk coming up in Logan in April, the last Sunday in April.
Yes.
And it'll also memorialize people who have been on service. We have a balloon launch there.
Right. And it's been different types of walks in the past, but we're decided to make it a memorial walk this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like you said, we always let off balloons and celebrate that type of thing, but it'll be a nice family event.
Yeah, and it won't be a run, and we've always run into problems with the run. First of all, traffic and running on the city streets.
Yes.
Plus, there are so many 2, 5, and 10K events going on. We decided this will just be a family-friendly gathering and a walk in the fairgrounds.
Right, and that's always one of the last Saturdays of April, so we'll keep you posted on that. But, yeah, we do a lot to get out there and really engage with people so that, you know, when you need us, we're here and you can recognize us. You know, we're all familiar faces living right here in our communities. And,
we're
right here ready to take care of people if they need us and, you know, just to get to know people.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, we do live in the area where we're at and we go to health fairs. We go to the county fairs. We go to all sorts of events just so people can come up and talk. You know, we don't sell, we don't solicit, we're just there for people to talk and ask questions and thank us. Sometimes they don't know how to thank us, maybe years after a passing. They want to say thank you, but they don't know who to call, who to ask, and they can see us at the parades, they can see us at the cookie walk, at the county fairs.
Right.
We're always available, and you can come to the Pickering House for that matter.
Right.
We're always available for outreach and just to talk.
It'll be nice, too, once we get the Anita M. Turner Grief Center open, because that'll be another spot where people can come and gather and, you know, remember and, you know, maybe talk to one of our specialists if they feel like they have that need.
Yeah, because I remember, you know, when my mom died at a nursing home, and I've been in that nursing home plenty of times, and once she died there, I didn't want to go back.
Yeah.
So the Anita M. Turner facility is a separate. People do not pass there, but it's a good place to gather and meet. It's a separate building.
So that should be opening the middle of December, and we'll have a little party and invite the community to come to that once we, you know, finish that building. But we've got Gorsuch Construction and VPL Architects locally all working on that. So they've told me they're going to work hard to try to get that open the middle of December. So we're ready.
Everything we do public outreach, and we have the Gorsuch Room here in the Pickering House, which is available if people want to have meetings, a one-time meeting. You know, not that we don't do monthly meetings, as some clubs do. But if you want to have like a meeting to discuss your Christmas party or whatever an organization has, we do have it available.
Absolutely.
So the room here in the Pickering House holds about 35 people. And we do have lemonade, coffee, and a few other things just sitting there waiting. So we always take care of people.
We do. We're really good at that. So, you know, and one of the things, I know we talked a little bit on one of our other programs about honoring the veterans, but you know, that has been huge. And we finished up that that program last week where we just really, you know, we still had some other events that we were still honoring veterans in their communities and Logan and in Perry County, as well as Fairfield County, mostly. But, you know, it was over 180 veterans. And I've seen pictures of, you know, what our staff did to really honor those men and women. And, you know, it just has really been heartfelt for us to be able to really be honored to be able to, you know, help these people that have done so much for our country.
Well, I remember talking to one family, and there was three, now they're men, three boys went into the Air Force during the Vietnam era because you had two choices, you know, if you were drafted.
Right.
You either went into the military or you were imprisoned, you know. And so the three boys went into the Air Force, and we had the pinning service this past week, and the one guy had said that our middle brother had died, and he never got anything. When he came home, he just went back into civilian life. And he said, this means so much to me, and he said, on behalf of my brother, I would like to accept this because he didn't get that honor of being pinned and recognized for just going in.
Right.
You know, the thing is, when you sign up to go to the military, I remember my dad said in World War II, he went in, he said, I'd like to do this or that. And they go, well, that's fine. Come on in. So he went in and goes, no, you're going over here.
We're going to send you where we want you.
Yeah, you go where we want you to.
That's right.
And so anybody who went into the military, they might have promised you'll be radio, you'll be medic, you'll be something. But if they needed you in artillery, there you went. And so it was a big gamble for anybody to go into service.
Right. And I know we're continuing that program with our hospice patients and families. And I think that, you know, that's a nice program that we offer all year. And if there was someone in the community that really, you know, they were having some issues and would like, you know, something like that, we would certainly honor that as well.
And it does very much affect a family. I was talking to a group in Logan one time. And a woman came up, and we were talking about veterans, and she had said, you know, you guys have a pinning service, and it was just my dad and me and your volunteer, the military volunteer who does a pinning, and another woman, she didn't know who it was, the four, we were in dad's room. And she said, when you gave it pinning, that was the first time he'd ever been recognized. She said, that meant so much to me for what you did for my dad. And he was near the end of his life, obviously. He was on hospice service. And she said, and what would the pinning not only helps the veterans, but it also shows the family that their dad or mom, whoever it is being recognized.
Well, it's just an extension of our mission
mm-hmm.
and what we try to do to make everyone's life quality those last days. And, you know, we can't make a difference maybe in the amount of time someone has, but we can sure make a difference in how they feel, whether they're comfortable and they're achieving their goals up to the last breath.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And other facilities to do that, you know, maybe certain hospitals or something that would be a little cumbersome or maybe not allowed.
Right.
You know, so we are very flexible in what we do. So, you know, we just... It just worked out really
right.
well.
And then we have our pet therapy. I'm ready for our pet therapy dogs to have their little Christmas outfits on, too.
Ah.
They'll be parading through here as well. And sometimes they'll be there at some of our events. So that's another thing to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and we do have with the pet therapy, we take care of the dogs. And it's funny, when they come into the Pickering house, they just instantly slow down. They behave themselves. Any dog that comes in to visit,
well, and
they know.
All of the handlers of the dogs tell me that that's what they're trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know they're on duty and they just take it seriously. So, well, anyways, we've talked about a lot of different things today, Rick. We just get on all these different subjects.
Yeah, we could do we ought to do a marathon sometime.
Yeah.
Just I love
Fairhope.
We could
probably do it 24 hours if we had to. It'd
yeah.
be okay.
Well, we love Fairhope.
We do. Well, we want to thank you for listening, and remember, celebrate life.